Welcome to CFRU's news for Friday the 18th of February. I'm Tim Willick, here with Blythe McKay and Beth. In area news, local police have uncovered a hydroponic growing operation with 1,500 marijuana plants bound for the streets. Police made the arrests yesterday in the village of Hillsburg. Guelph Correctional Services are still unsure when and if they are going to lose their jobs. 190 guards are still working to rule until details can be finalized. The Upper Grand District School Board and the Canadian Union of Public Employees have ratified a new agreement. The deal will cover 3 years beginning April 1998. The agreement calls for a 1% wage increase for the first 2 years and a 1.15% increase in year number three. Police are seeking witnesses to a car snowmobile crash. The Guelph Detachment of the Provincial Police is looking for help finding witnesses to a February 6th accident involving a car and a snowmobile. The crash occurred at 4:30 p.m., Highway number 6 at Wellington Road 7, north of Guelph, when the eastbound red snowmobile crossed the highway was struck by a gold-colored southbound car. The driver of the car, a male, believed to be in his early 20s, stopped to help but then left the scene, said police. A 12-year-old girl was thrown off the snowmobile and sustained minor injuries. Anyone with information is asked to contact the OPP.
Two potentially devastating parasitic mites are threatening honeybees in Ontario. The tracheal and varroa mites have migrated from the U.S. and are making their homes in Ontario beehives. Once inside the hive, the mites infest the bees, causing deformity and death. Medhat Nasser is a technology transfer specialist for the Ontario Beekeepers Association, based at the University of Guelph. He is leading an integrated program to fight the mite problem. The program uses genetics and traditional pest control methods. To date, the program has achieved an 80% drop in mortality rates in bees infected by the two mites. A new business cluster is being formed by the University of Guelph's Human Nutraceutical Research Unit, Pure Source Natural Products, HerbWorks, and Walnut Hill Farm. Its aim is to increase the quality of natural health products in Ontario by enabling everyone involved to share ideas and technology. 20 University of Guelph students will be spending 3 weeks studying flora and fauna of mangrove forests in Malaysia. For the first time ever, Guelph students have the chance to participate in an interdisciplinary field course in Malaysia. Zoology and botany students from Guelph will be paired with Malaysian counterparts from the Institute of Biological Sciences at the University of Malaya. The pairs will work together on a research project. The course will be led by 3 faculty members from the University of Guelph and 6 Malaysian faculty members. The opportunity will enable students to learn about mangrove forests and how to conduct a field research project. It is also intended to foster self-directed learning and initiate further scientific and cultural interactions. And for the weather, today we experienced snow with a high near -3. Tonight we can expect more snow and a low of -8. Tomorrow there will be a mixture of sun and clouds with a low of -8 and a high of -3. Sunday it is predicted that there will be a mix of sun and clouds with low of -12 and a high of -4.
Today marks the end of Pink and Black Triangle Week, which ran from February 14th to 18th. The week is in remembrance of the many gays, lesbians, bisexuals, and transgendered individuals who suffered under Gestapo rule. The week also celebrated the reclamation of the pink and black triangles as markers of pride and remembrance. Nominations became due at 5 p.m. today for the CSA Board of Governors, the CSA Executive, and student seats on the Senate and Board of Governors. Voting for these positions will take place on campus from March 6th to 9th. Something to look forward to after the break, U of G's first ever Arts Career Fair. All students are encouraged to talk with approximately 30 arts and culture professionals about future career options for arts students. The fair will run in the UC on March 2nd. During Reading Week, you might want to put your creative talents to work and enter the Latino Cultural Society's logo contest. Entries featuring the LCS's name can be submitted to their office in room 245 of the UC by March 3rd. Prizes include a mix CD of Latin music.
In other campus news, Guelph students showed their support of the College Royal Ball yesterday when they bought up 2,000 tickets in 45 minutes. Some people who lined up went away disappointed. Nonetheless, it was a new record for ball tickets selling so quickly. And in news not pertaining to anyone, a study has uncovered some bad news. It found daily soap operas are lying on average 5 times an hour. Don't worry, folks, there's good news. This is that infomercials are lying half as much.
From all of us at CFRU, have a happy reading week.